Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to all of you. Welcome to all of you coming to us by the blog line. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. Thank you for coming from all over the world. And we just come, we're here to praise the Lord and to make our request known unto Him. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, as we finish our prayer, I just want to just say that you are the reason that we're here. We come to bless your holy name. God bless all around this convention. Oh, God, for our people here, thank you because you're so compassionate. Look on their home situation. Anything that needs to be fixed, I'm asking you to fix it, God. You can take care of any situations. Bless them. Not only here, God, but bless their circumstances. Bless their home. Make a way out of no way. Keep everything safe. God, I pray that if anybody's sick, you would heal. Heal their bodies. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. God, people can be healed through your shadow. Just casting your shadow over people will cause a healing in their body, a miracle. I'm asking you to bring forth miracles while the people here in Jacksonville. And I'm asking you, God, to fix things and make a way and just do what you do. And we just thank you for it. Thank you. We were able to give you over 2 billion praises on last night worldwide as they came from all over the world to help thank you 1,000 times and give you adoration and praise. We feel that way about you, Lord. Nobody has ever done us like you have done us. Nobody has ever lifted us up when we were down like that, Lord. Nobody has ever been concerned about our well-being like you. I went to get a health checkup the other day, Lord, and the first person who was there asked me how I was doing and how did it come out with you. You were so concerned. Thank you. All your blessings are so phenomenal. Thank you. Now, Lord, look on us today. Every person who's at this convention, bountifully help them and bless them. Came to me last night just simply to ask you not only to bless them here, Lord, but bless their circumstances that they left back home. Fix any situations that need to be fixed. Any ways that need to be made. God, bring your blessings. Thank you. A new blessing, a new day. Thank you for it. And give them grace and mercy. We love you. We thank you for everything. And we pray all of this in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God. And we thank you, God, for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen and amen. And good morning. Y'all awake? Amen. Wake up.
Amen.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Anybody else? Thank you. And good morning to y'all. Wake up. Amen. Don't get so settled in that you are half asleep. Amen. Give God glory. Give God praise. Amen. Good morning to y'all one more time. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to wake you up with the quiz. Who kept you all night long? Who made a way out of no way for you? Who gave you life and kept you from the death angel? Who is the one who has helped you to have great health and great strength? You're able to walk and able to talk. Who is the one who has sought after you? And here you are. Didn't even know you were alive. But he kept you while you were going through. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The answer is that the Lord did all that for you and kept you breathing while you didn't know you were breathing. Kept your heart beating while you didn't even know it was beating. Oh, my God. You owe him a praise. Wake up here. Give the Lord a praise. This is a praise check. When I say praise check, come on. And let's see where your praise is this morning. Let's go on. Praise check, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. 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 Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for making way out of the way. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We appreciate you. Come on, wake up here and praise the Lord, everybody. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Open your mouth and say something. Bless your holy name. We give you the glory. We give you adoration. We esteem that. We give you all the glory and all of the praise. Alone, please. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you. Bless the holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. That's pretty good. Thank you, Lord. And thank God for what he's done. Amen. I want to get our usual. We have a format on this line where we ask for praise reports. Somebody ought to be ready. Amen. And then we ask for prayer requests. Somebody ought to be ready. Amen. They sing that song, "Be Ready When He Comes." Thank you. Then they sing that song, "Don't Let Him Catch You With Your Works Undone." Amen. Thank you. But somebody getting ready to give him praise for what he's done for you. I thank you for everything, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Let me see. Somebody can get those praise reports for us this morning. This is a great day. Let me see who can do that. Get the praise reports. If you are able to this morning, you're awake, and you want to give God glory and give him praise, just tell us who you are. You're awake and you want to lead the praise reports. I know that's doing something for the Lord. That's asking folks to give him glory and to give him praise. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Amen. Let the Lord use you that way. Start your day out that way. Amen. Who would like to do that? Somebody can do that for us this morning. Take the praise reports. If so, just jump in there. Say, Pastor, I'll do that. I want to do that for the Lord. Amen.
Thank you. I'll do that.
And now who is this now?
Sister Johnson in Texas.
Amen. Sister Johnson in Texas. Amen. It's already warm down there, isn't it?
Sir?
It's already hot down there, isn't it, in Texas?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right. Amen. Amen. Why don't you take those praise reports this morning, and the line that's open to you, just ask them who has a praise report, and keep that going, and we'll get several praise reports. Maybe we can get maybe 10. Amen. Here you go.
All right, praise God, saints. We thank God this morning for his goodness and his mercy. I praise him for life, health, and strength, activity of my limbs, and being closed in my right mind. I thank him most of all for being the God of my salvation. God is a good God, and he is truly worthy to be praised. We want to lift him up and give him praise on this morning. Anyone that has a praise report, let's give it as unto the Lord and look for the God, for God to do great things for us all day long. Come on, anyone else ready with a praise report?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. This is Betty in Kansas City. I'm so excited to be here this morning on the prayer line. We have made our arrival in Jacksonville, Arkansas, and I'm just excited about what God is getting ready to do. So I want you all to continue to pray for us, and I also thank God for traveling mercies that he gave to us on our way here. So it's open, and everyone give your praise reports this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, this is Sister Cobb in Texas, and I want to thank the Lord for blessing me to see another beautiful day, and thank the Lord for the conference, and thank the Lord for the Johnson family. Thank the Lord for this prayer line. But about a couple of weeks ago, I was in bed. Couldn't get out of bed to put one foot inside the other. And someone on the prayer line, y'all, prayed for me. And my husband was in the nursing home, as I stated before. And they had called me to tell me that he had taken a back set. And I had to drive 90 miles to go see him. And I prayed. I said, Lord, please help me to get there. I don't know how I got there and back. But I got back. And that Sunday morning, I woke up, I said, Lord, if you could spare me to go to church. So I got to church. I got up feeling better, and I've been feeling good ever since. And I want to thank the Lord, and I want to thank y'all for praying for me. And God bless all of you.
God bless you, Sister Cobb in Texas. I know God is good to you. We thank you for that praise report. Thank you, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, for your praise report. God bless you. So glad that the Lord blessed you all to make it there safely. Amen. Is there anyone else with the praise report?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. Just thanking and praise God for just being good. He's still being good. He's still bringing us. He's still taking us where he needs for us to go. And I just thank the Lord for his goodness and mercy. Thank him for the prayer line. Oh, I just thank him for each and every member. Pastor, First Lady, Mother Johnson, I just thank him for everyone. I just thank him because the prayers of the righteous is there as much. And I just thank God for your prayer. So just keep praying for Mother Johnson.
Praise God. Thank you, Mother Johnson from Indiana. Praise God. Anyone else? Truly, we have so much to be thankful for. Let's let God know what we think about it, that we are thankful. Amen.
And somebody's trying to get through. I hear in the background, but they can't quite hear.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila, 860.
All right. This is
Sister Sheila from 860 in Connecticut. I want to give him the praise, honor, because he's just been so good to me. I thank God because my daughter, Lucina, will be graduating on this week, and I'm just giving God the praise. She had her prom on Saturday, and many of you that know me and has met me, because I've been praying for my daughter, Lucina, for a long time. We know that it was a struggling point, the final note, and I thank God for that. He just did great things for us. I thank God for my wonderful daughter that she will be graduating. I'm just giving God the praise and the honor because I tell you, God is just so good. He knows exactly what we need. He knows what we are thinking. He knows that when we are down and when we are up. So I know he knows first that was a trying situation. But I'm just here this morning to tell God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. for the trials, for the tribulation, for the ups and the downs. I just thank you, God. I thank you, God, for what you're going to do to my daughter. I just thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, that she will be out of high school. She will be graduating, and then she go on to see what else she want to do. She will be going to community college, but the main thing is just to get her out of high school. God bless you all, and I thank you all. You all have prayed for me and my family so many times, and I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all you have done. You guys have a wonderful time over there in the conference. I'm going to be missing it, but God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you, Sister Sheila. Surely we know it's a milestone when we can get those children through high school. We know God prays. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. He brought her this far. We're so grateful for you. So grateful. Anyone else?
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, Sister Lucille. God bless you.
I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on the prayer line, my pastor, Vernard Johnson. And I just want to say that I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord for my new job that I got. I've been doing real good on it. I do it on the weekends. I stay overnight with a man that I take care of. And I thank the Lord for my sister. She was in the hospital. They were running tests on her. With seizures, she's doing real well. She's home now. And I'm just asking the saints to continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Lucille. God bless you. Is there anyone else?
This is Sister Linda from Utah, and I just want to thank the Lord for letting me see another day that wasn't promised to me. And I thank the Lord for blessing my granddaughter to graduate last Friday from college, going for a nurse. So I thank the Lord for that. So I just want y'all to keep me in your prayers. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Linda. Thank you. I know it means much when we find out that they made it through graduating high school. That
she graduated from college.
From college? Oh, yeah. Praise God.
Yes.
That is a blessing.
Yes.
Well,
yes, this is Mother Wilson. I'm grateful this morning for the Lord waking me up and giving me a mind to continue to run on for him as never before. I thank him for the trials that I've been through, because it really helps me to know to continue to keep praying and asking God for more strength. And the strength that he gives me is to keep on keeping on. And I'm grateful for it, and I'm grateful for the prayer line, because it has been a great strength to me. And I thank the Lord for the strength that he's given me to get up and be able to move and to get about, because it is his strength that keeps us and carry us on. Looking forward to being at the prayer convention on tomorrow. And I thank God for blessing my husband to have a mind to even go with me to the prayer convention. So I know he has it in his mind, because he's mentioned it this morning. And I'm grateful. I'm really, truly grateful.
Well, God bless you. God bless you, Sister Wilson. That's a blessing. God has brought you this far. And to be able to go, praise the Lord, to that convention. I look forward to it one day myself. Praise God. Anyone else? Any other praise reports? Want to tell God thank you? He is truly worthy of every praise. If not, we're asking one more time. All right, praise the Lord. All right, back into the hands of our chief ambassador.
All right. God bless you. So much, Sister Johnson from Texas. You did an excellent job. I tell you, you got that joy. This morning I'm in Texas, and thank God for you, Sister Johnson. How is your husband doing?
Well, I got the joy because in spite of, I know God is able. I was there very late with him last night because there some issues arose in his body. And I'm just asking God to do it again.
I didn't understand you. They did what in his body?
His hand swole up and his mouth twisted. And so it was just some things that came up yesterday. But I'm asking God to do it again. Touch and heal that hand.
Not only that hand.
Not able to use the good hand.
Let's pray for him now. Heavenly Father, I beseech thee, therefore, Lord, by the mercies of God, that you would help us, Lord, that we find grace and mercy in your sight because of the blood of Jesus. Lord, we sought to give you over two billion praises on last night. I mean, we were able, as people around the world sent them up, I believe that over 2 billion prayers were sent up. God, you don't owe us nothing. It's already been paid for on the cross through Jesus. But I do know your word. And your word says, we have not because we ask not. I'm not coming, Lord, as a person who is asking for myself. I'm asking God for somebody special. You know, your prayer line, giving you praise and giving you adoration. I'm asking you if you would go and look on Sister Johnson down in Texas. Amen. The one who's over this, who was over the praise reports to you this morning. I'm asking you for an ultra-awesome miracle for her husband there in that nursing home. God.
Yes,
you're all we have.
Yes.
Maybe all we want.
Yes, sir.
God, my reflection, as we look back through my life, God, I've never blown my horn for anybody but you. And you never, never, never let me down. I'm just asking you, Lord, for Sister Johnson's husband, that you can go there. I know what you can do. You can heal anything. You've healed so many diseases and afflictions on this line. And God would even be able to have a list long enough for all the healings that you've done. And I'm asking you, Lord, to add to it now. Look on this precious, precious mother in Jesus' name. And touch her husband in Jesus' name. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, that swelling. I'm calling you out, swelling. And then by the brother Johnson. What's his first name? Sister Johnson.
Benny.
Benny Johnson. What city? What city is that?
San Angelo.
San Angelo. Texas, you spirit of swelling that somehow made it to the body of Benny Johnson in St. Angelo. Yeah, I'm asking God to put the blood of Jesus, speaking in the spirit realm, that all the blood of Jesus goes on you. Come out. Get out of that man's body. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Get out of there. Because the worst thing will come upon you if you don't. I'm going to ask God to let the blood of Jesus in the spirit realm be all in the air. You're going to have to breathe it. It's going to get all in you. Your spirit of affliction. Yeah. Get all in your mouth. Get all in your nose. Get all in your eyes. Get all in your ears. Get all in your hands. It's probably there by now. You'll have to take it back to your camp because I'm going to send you back and you'll be affecting all those other demons in your camp. And they will start bowing down, worshiping Jesus rather than God, rather than the devil. Oh, thank you. Get out of there, the blood of Jesus. The anointing of the Holy Ghost goes in there. You shouldn't have been there in the first place. The anointing, the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Get out! You don't have no authority to be there. And God gave me authority over you, according to Genesis 1:27-28. You flesh attacking spirit, get out of there! The blood of Jesus is against you. Yeah, God will spray the aroma of the oil of the anointing in that room. Spray it over, oh my God, over the head of Brother Benny. On those hands, this woman. In feet or legs. God touch him. Heal this man. Send healing birds there. Oh God, I know you're doing something. I feel something moving on me. Yeah, thank you. The blood, the blood. The blood, the resurrection blood. Devil, you a liar. You can't have that man. And proven by history. You're trying to attack those men there in Sodom with Lot. And they just pointed their hand towards you. And demons, you had to freeze right where you were. You couldn't come forward and you couldn't go backwards. You froze right where we were. Well, thank you, Lord. Point my hand now toward Texas. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you, commanding you to move and get out and leave this man. I thank you for the blessings of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, oh God. Let's now deliver now. God, yeah, send peace to both of them. Send peace to Sister Johnson, knowing that it's all right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sending peace to Brother Johnson, knowing that it's all right now. Thank you, it's all right now. Bless your holy name. Thank God, thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory, 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 glory. Yeah, there's enough anointing even now to touch somebody else and somebody else and somebody else. Put your fleece out there. Amen. If you need the Lord to touch you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. The anointing. The anointing. The anointing. God, touch, heal, and deliver. Touch, heal, and deliver. Touch, heal, and deliver. Touch, heal. Touch, heal, and deliver. In the name of Jesus. Glory, 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 Lord. Touch, heal, and deliver. Thank you. Touch, heal. And your spirit of affliction, get out of here. The blood, the blood, the resurrection blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Somebody else who needs a hand touch. In the name of Jesus, through the spirit realm, I want to deputize your hand. Hold it up. Father, you can use anything. It's proven by Peter. As you got in that rooster, I believe, and made the crow, made the rooster crow on Jesus, on Peter. Lord, thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. I plead the resurrection blood of Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, he went to Calvary for us. He hung, bled, and died on Calvary. They put him in the grave. Oh, God, all that blood that was streaming down on Calvary was for us, Lord. Oh, God, for our afflictions, for our sins. Oh, God, it was for us. And God, we receive that sacrifice being made for us. We had sinned, God, and Jesus took our sins and took them to the cross with him. And that blood covered every one of them. Thank you for it. Now, Lord, oh, God, this hand that's raised, oh, God, let it be deputized, may it be sanctified, may it be utilized for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, let the anointing fall upon this hand. And there'd be enough anointing for every person who would lay their hand on themselves. My. Let the oil of the anointing be sprayed on that hand. And God, every demon would flee. And let this oil comes in contact with the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over that hand. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And God, let healing virtue be in that hand. Let the anointing be in that hand. Oh, God, to cause every demon to flee. And make him, Lord, if he doesn't want to flee, make him in the name of Jesus. Take that blood of Jesus back to his camp. Every knee shall bow, even those under the earth shall bow and make them confess that Jesus is the Lord. He is the Lord of our salvation. He is the Lord over our lives. He is the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Touch that hand. The blood on the hand. The blood in the hand. And the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Take that hand now, precious dears, and take that hand and lay it on your body and just say the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Heal, Lord. Thank you. Heal. Heal. Touch right now. You're healed by the wound in his side. You're healed by the wound in his side. I dare somebody say, I am healed. I am healed. Touch me right and live it, Lord. God, we know it's done, so we just going to praise you in advance for, even before we get any word. Thank you. We believe it, Lord. We know it's done. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. My God, I'm sorry. No, I can't apologize. That's the quickening power. Amen. In Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you. God bless all of you. I feel an anointing on this line. And it's for you. Dear hearts, it's for you. Amen. Just receive it and believe it. It's for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel this in the spirit realm. The Lord is going to release some finances today.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. The Lord is going to release some finances today. Amen. Why don't you open your hand and let me see? God is real. God is real. They taught me that he has 10,000 blessings just in his hand. He's releasing some financial blessings this day. And I'm going to say, Lord, what happened to me? See, that's when the fleece is put out there, when the blessing is placed out there through the auspices of the Holy Ghost, you've got to learn to grab it yourself. Let it happen to me. Amen. That focuses upon you. Amen. So if you want it, just say, Lord, let it happen to me. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Let it happen.
In the name of
Lord, let it happen
to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, God. Thank you. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you. I'm just seeing a vision. Oh, my God. They had, in this vision, I just saw it. People had their hands lifted up to the Lord. Uh-huh. And they were saying, Lord, let it happen to me.
Lord, help me.
Thank you, Lord. Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Who's on the line? Well, say, Pastor Johnson, please allow me to get the praise. I'm sorry, the prayer request this morning. Have a compassionate heart. You have a heart of compassion. You care about others. And you want them to have their prayers answered. Does anybody here have that much compassion? See, sometimes you have to not be concerned about yourself. You have to be concerned about others. If you have that much compassion, and you want to pray for the people, or have prayer for them. Somebody else can pray, and you can pray.
Good morning.
All right, who is it?
This Evangelist Latanya, sir. How are you this morning?
Good.
I'll be more than happy to pray for those that have prayer requests this morning.
All right, and receive the prayer request. Ask those who would like to have prayer. Have any special type of prayer request? We need God to do something special for you. Now, I'm going to ask you, God's going to do this special thing for you, but I'm going to ask you not to leave him out. People are so selfish nowadays. And
good morning.
Don't get the blessing and then not come back and tell of the goodness of Jesus, what he did for you.
Yes.
All right, go ahead, Sister Latanya. You got one already who wants to have prayer. Go ahead, Sister Latanya. Evangelism.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. God bless. Amen. Just want to give God all the honor this morning. Amen. Thank God for Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty and Ambassador Mother Johnson. Amen. At this time, I want to ask any of those that have any special requests, I would be more than happy to take you to.
Sister Peter, unspoken.
This is Mother Wilson. I have unspoken requests for myself, and my feet is swelling. I want that known. I'm praying that God will bless them to go down. And I have an unspoken request for Elder McDonald and his family. Also, Martha Gilmer that is in the hospital, and they's requesting prayer for her. And it just pray for me that the Lord will bless me to put my feet in my shoes so I can make it to the prayer conference.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Wilson.
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking prayer for peace and where I'm staying at, just peace in the home. And I'm also asking the saints to pray for my children.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Ardella Diggs. I just wanted to ask prayer for my cousin. She's going to Egypt on Friday for a year-long mission trip. I'm just praying for safety and protection for her, that God just shows up and protects her and opens her eyes and in the eyes of the people that she's going there to serve.
Amen. And what was your name again? I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
Ardella Diggs. And
that's
her name
yours?
Her name is Jaleesa.
And your name is Ardella Diggs?
Ardella, mm-hmm.
Ardella. And thank you, Sister Ardella.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, this is Sister Cobb in Texas, and I have a special prayer request for Gail and her baby, Bubba. And they're homeless this morning, and they're out of state and trying to get home to Texas, and they have no way to get home. So I have a special prayer request for that mother and her child.
Okay. You said Gail and her baby, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Cobb.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, hi, Sister Tanya. Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. Good morning, everyone. I'm asking for prayer, please, for my husband and I, soon to be. His name is Carl. It's a lot, woman of God. Just the Lord, God, lead us. Give me strength. And also praying for my daughter, planning her sweet 16 next year, but still the right place, the right location. So thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador-elect Bernita, area code 616. And I would like to request prayer for my cousin. Today is her daughter's funeral. Her daughter was killed in a car accident. And I would also like to request prayer for Javier. Javier was the young man that was on the line on last week during the shut-in. He was seeking the Holy Ghost. He was seeking the Lord for the Holy Ghost. And I don't know if he received it or not, but I would just like to put him on the prayer list.
And so you're praying for also your cousin?
My cousin in Waukegan, Illinois. Yes, today is the day of her daughter's funeral. Her 32-year-old daughter was killed in a car accident in Atlanta.
Okay.
But the funeral is in Waukegan, Illinois.
Do you mind me asking your cousin's name?
Sharon Dorsey.
Sharon Dorsey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. Is there any other special prayer requests?
Mother.
Yes. Go ahead.
Mother Digby, unspoken for me and for Elder and Sister McFadden.
Sister McFadden?
Yes.
And you said Elder and Sister McFadden, was that correct?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This is Ambassador-elect Lacey. I'm requesting prayer for Mother Enemy Patterson. She lost her son our last Sunday. They're having the funeral this coming Sunday. And an unspoken request for me for finances. I need the Lord to do something special today.
Amen. Amen.
National Ambassador Johnson already spoke it. It's been visiting. But I thank God I've got to receive it.
Okay. Ambassador-elect, could you tell me again the mother's name of the son's funeral?
Annie Mae Patterson.